Hey, it's me, Curious City reporter Adriana Cardona Magigad. In recent months, we've been focusing on the West Ridge neighborhood on Chicago's North Side as part of our neighborhood series. We kicked it off by answering how the area around Devon Avenue got its name, Little India, and how it became a hub for many South Asian immigrants over the years. Our question this week takes us from Devon Avenue out to the suburbs. We recently heard from Salek Khalid. He works in Westridge. His family moved to the Chicago area in the 90s.
During the 25 years that I've lived in the Chicago area, I've seen so many changes. And one of them is that we have so many South Asians living in the suburbs, so many businesses and restaurants opening in the suburbs. So what does that mean for Devon Avenue now? Is it still a center for our community, or has the center now shifted elsewhere?
The South Asian population in and around Chicago has grown considerably over the last few decades. And Salek is right. Indian and Pakistani restaurants and grocery stores can be found everywhere in the suburbs. So how is this affecting Devon Avenue today? Is the famous area known as Little India losing foot traffic, businesses, or is it thriving in other ways? To answer Salek's question, I went to the suburbs, spent some time on Devon Avenue, and spoke to business owners and experts over chai. More on what I found, coming up after the break.
Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org.
WBEZ's nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Salek Khalid is 33 years old and has lived most of his life in suburban Aurora. His parents are from Pakistan, and growing up in the late 90s, his family didn't have many Pakistani dining or shopping options near their home, which is why he remembers the monthly trips to Chicago. Everyone would pack in the car and drive to Devon Avenue. It was an all-day family affair.
We would spend time on Devon Avenue. We were so excited by the fact that there were so many restaurants that we could eat at.
And they would stock up on all kinds of food.
I think one of the first stops we would make would be at the halal meat shop, the halal butcher, to place our meat order for the month, because they would need time to prepare everything, to cut up everything fresh as we like it.
They'll also shop for spices and vegetables. And his mom would look for traditional Pakistani clothes. They went to restaurants like Tahura for samosas and chai, and Sabrina Hari for dinner. As a kid, Salek got tired of being dragged around from store to store with his parents on a weekend. But even then, he could see how special those trips were for his parents. Unlike stores around their home in Aurora, his dad would talk to anyone on Devon. He spoke to store clerks he barely knew, as if they were family or longtime friends.
You know, but I think because he found people who were like him from the same part of the world, he really enjoyed the opportunity of being able to just to talk to them, people who look like him and speak the same language as him.
Sometimes they'd have fun and go see a movie.
Especially in the late 90s, we would go also to watch a Bollywood movie that would be playing in one of the theaters like on the north side of Chicago. Adelphi Theater is one name that I remember.
Around the early 2000s, those trips to Devon Avenue became less frequent for Salek and his family, until eventually they stopped. The South Asian population had grown by more than 55% in Illinois over a 10-year period. Much of that growth was happening right outside Chicago. Many families were moving out to the suburbs looking for a better quality of life with less crime and better schools and parks. South Asian grocery stores started opening up across the suburbs. Patel Brothers, a popular Indian grocer on Devon, now has 4 locations across the Chicago region. There's also the big Mall of India in Naperville.
There was like a halal meat shop that opened up less than 5 minutes away, which was incredibly convenient because you didn't have to drive really any distance at all. So you would just make a phone call, place the order, and then go pick it up like in half an hour later. And then there really was no longer a need to stock up on meat or on large amounts of like other ingredients.
Today, Chicago's metropolitan area has the second largest Indian population and the 4th largest Pakistani community in the U.S. Salek says these days you don't even have to leave the suburbs to check out a Bollywood movie.
Now you have so many choices. In the western suburbs, you have the Cinemark Kantara, the AMC in Naperville, Cinemark Seven Bridges in Woodridge. Like, you have all these movie theaters not only showing Hindi films, Bollywood films, but also like films in different South Indian languages, like Telugu, for example, films in Bengali. And this is a roasted vermicelli. Like, these very thin noodles are used for to make a traditional holiday dish in Pakistan and India.
Salek and I walked around a strip mall in suburban Lombard with a number of South Asian businesses. We went to a grocery store, a restaurant, and we stopped at a dress and jewelry shop.
Yeah, and see, this the fabric. We did the kamdani work. This is with the metal. And then there's a couple of other, you know, stuff here.
Oh, wow. That's so
it's a mixture of...
Some business owners I spoke with have no interest in expanding to the city. Sadia Khan is the owner of Han's Wedding House. She's been selling traditional Pakistani and Indian wedding dresses in this strip mall for 2 years.
If you make something nice and affordable, they won't go to the city. You know, the suburban will come to suburbs because it's like 1.5 hour commute. So it's very convenient for them if you provide them the same things here.
Sadia says the city is hectic and hard to navigate, but not in the suburbs.
There's lots of parking without any tickets going on and no hassle, you know. And the best thing is they're getting all the stuff from here, you know.
Other business owners agree. They say the city is too crowded and safety is a concern.
Safety this way is more than Chicago area, you know.
Salek says even the big cultural events in the city, including festivals and the Pakistani and Indian Independence Day parades, are now bigger celebrations in the suburbs. He says the Devon Avenue parades seem to have more people in the parade than watching it.
They have all these barricades along the sides of the street, but no one seems to be standing there. Hardly anyone is there. And when we compare that to the attendance of the events that we have in the suburbs, it's like a huge difference.
Some longtime residents and business owners along Devon have noticed these changes too. But they still see Devon as an important destination for South Asians in the Chicago area and from out of state. They recognize the neighborhood's potential as an immersive cultural experience. But maintaining that title of Little India, the hub for South Asians, has been a challenge. More on that after the break.
Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org.
WBEZ's nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
On a recent Sunday morning, downtown Naperville is busier than usual. The Indian Independence Day Parade is taking place, and families are there to celebrate. The spectators were mostly from India and were happy to see people from regions like Mizoram and Maharashtra marching and playing traditional music.
I'm from Maharashtra. I'm so excited to see Maharashtra float.
Some parade goers say they used to live in the city, but it's much easier to stay culturally connected in the suburbs today.
Devon was our hub back then, but just going that far right now, we get all the groceries and temples and all our programs are all here, so we don't have to go there that often. So in fact, like our Patel brothers here is like huge.
All our cultural, like all, you can see the community right here, right? Yeah. Before the community used to be in Devon.
Yeah.
Now it's shifted out here. It just like feels like a family here. We are here as basically family. So.
Sri Guru Sami is one of the organizers of this parade. She says 10 years ago, it was a lot smaller. Now it's a whole day event.
And if you do walk down to the Rotary Hill, you will see the stage where all the performances are going to be.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. So come join us there. You'll get to see the dances. You know, a lot of young people are performing.
This event was a big deal. Famous Indian singer Shankar Madhavan flew in as a headliner. Sri says there's power in their numbers. Local politicians have taken note and show up to march and shake hands. Coming back to Salek, our question asker, he says even though his family stopped making those monthly trips to Devon Avenue, for him, the neighborhood still felt like a cultural anchor. In the late 2000s, when he was a young adult in college, he made a greater effort to learn more about his Pakistani roots. He studied Urdu, his parents' native language. He would go back to Devon Avenue to explore the area on his own. And he noticed new details about this community that he hadn't seen before.
Like, I would start to notice that actually not everyone here is from India or Pakistan, and there are other languages that I'm hearing being spoken around me.
He noticed people from Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Bhutan, and he also realized that while there were a ton of great places out in the suburbs, that strip on Devon Avenue will continue to be an important landmark. He'll rather bring visitors there, to Westridge.
I would definitely prefer to take them there rather than a restaurant in the suburbs because it's a more immersive cultural experience. You can walk around, you can sample traditional sweets. If you wanted to buy something to wear, you have that option as well. It's just like I said, it's a much more intense experience on the senses than if you were just go to a random restaurant in an all-American strip mall.
Cheyenne Kuriakos, the executive director of the South Asian American Chamber of Commerce, agrees with Salek's take on the Devon Avenue commercial strip.
You know, Devon is still an attraction, right? So if you have families that are coming from Indianapolis or coming from Detroit, Michigan, or coming from parts of Iowa and Missouri, they're going to go to Devon first before they go to the Schaumburg or Naperville area.
Cheyenne says the expansion of South Asians into the suburbs has had an impact on the Devon Avenue commercial corridor, but it's not as huge as people seem to think it is. He says many businesses in the suburbs are not close to each other. People sometimes have to do a lot of driving to go visit a variety of shops. On Devon Avenue, you have it all in one place.
a lot of Divine Avenue is kind of like how it is back in, whether you're in India or in Pakistan, right? Or any one of the other surrounding countries. You're literally in a 4 to 6 block radius, right? Up and down Divine. And you can go from California at the very far west end all the way up to Leavitt. And you can find a wide variety of everything.
Cheyenne knows Divine Avenue is facing some challenges that need to be addressed soon. Some businesses have operated the same way for decades. They fear change and innovation. Helping those businesses stay afloat during the pandemic was hard. Cheyenne says some business owners are very private about their operations, and getting them to seek help and apply for government grants to weather economic hardships was difficult. Parking is another long-standing problem. A garage has been sitting vacant for years. No one's been able to use it.
You know, we unfortunately had that big eyesore on the corner of Rockwell and Devon, which was a bad real estate deal going back to the early 2000s, 2010. And it's just getting worse, right? Like, there's something has to be done with that.
Mita Shewakramani agrees. Her family opened Regal Jewels and Sari Sapne on Devon in 1982.
You know, when people think Devon, like, oh, there's so much traffic, you know, which, okay, in one way, yeah, this is Chicago, there's traffic everywhere. But there are some times where certain areas will get more congested than others.
I met Mita and Anne Kalayal for Chai on Devon recently. They're both Indian Americans, and they sit on the board of the South Asian American Policy and Research Institute, or SAPRI. They say any future developments in the area should not only be about parking, they should include a more intentional plan on how to respond to the neighborhood's growing diversity and demands for more public spaces. Anne says Chinatown is an example of the type of redevelopment she would like to see happen in Westridge.
Right, they have a new library, they have schools, they have, you know, parking, they have a whole bunch. And there's an opportunity here to do the same.
Anne says SAPRI led a study back in 2007 that asked residents and business leaders about what kind of changes and improvements they want, making the area more appealing and welcoming for local and out-of-state visitors was a big issue on everyone's minds. She says in recent years, the area has seen some improvements and projects that are mostly cosmetic.
The curbs look nice, the trees, the lights, there's some benches and stuff like that.
She says Devon Avenue needs more than that. But there are many obstacles. Throughout her work in the neighborhood, Anne says she's noticed people tend to stick with their own communities. This neighborhood is still a port of entry for many immigrants who are adjusting to a new country. It's a challenge to mobilize them and get them civically engaged. Residents come from many different backgrounds, not just South Asia. There are strong religious differences as well. And some don't feel welcomed or empowered to speak up at a neighborhood forum. But local groups are working to bridge those gaps. The South Asian Chamber of Commerce was recently formed to be a resource for businesses on Devon. Cheyenne Kuriakos with the chamber says a survey that went out earlier this year found that many business owners still have the same concerns about the neighborhood. Parking and safety are at the top. Cheyenne would like to see bigger festivals on Devon, the way he remembers them growing up. The chamber and other groups are advocating for those changes, but it will take some time. Mita says, despite some of those challenges, there's something very unique about her community on Devon. It will always give South Asians that feeling of being home.
You know, I think once you're here, you're gonna really enjoy the vibe, because that's something that you can't recreate in the suburbs at the end of the day. The vibe that's over here has been here for over 40 years and has been developed to a point where you really do feel like you've been transported.
And Anne believes it shouldn't be about the city versus the suburbs. It should be about the larger community in the region.
But I also don't think that we need to look at these hubs, whether it's in Naperville or Des Plaines, as something that is juxtaposed to, you know, the Devon Avenue hub, right? They're all different experiences. And I think, you know, the sum of that is what defines our community. because our community has evolved.
Curious City is supported by the Conant Family Foundation and is produced by Jason Mark and Jody So. Maggie Sivet is the digital and engagement producer, and Susie On is our editor. Curious City is a production of WBC Chicago and is part of the NPR network. I'm Adriana Cardona Magigad. Thanks for listening.
Rise and Shy, WBEZ is serving local stories for breakfast every weekday morning from 5 to 11. Tune in on the WBEZ app to hear what Chicago's talking about as you start your day.